Everybody listen up. Here we're shooting another scene of action frames. Now get to your positions. Lighting's ready. Cameras.
Clear.
Figurants.
Clear.
Okay, 3, 2, 1, action.
Thank you. Thanks to the Academy. Like any other human endeavor, making a film can be a transformative experience. And I want to thank Gravity, because for many of us involved in this film, it was definitely a transformative experience. And it's good because it took so long that if not, it would be like a waste of time. What it really sucks is that, well, for a lot of these people, that transformation was wisdom. For me, it was just the color of my hair. I want to share this with all these wise people who made this movie happen.
Gentlemen, welcome back to Action Frames. This is Chris here. With great pleasure to meet you guys again after the long vacation.
Yes, it is. And I'm Tracy. So happy and excited to be back again. I believe all of you must have experienced an enjoyable winter holiday. And surely, you must have enjoyed many good films too, right? Anyway, I have two more splendid films tonight to introduce to you.
Okay, the first one would be a fantastic action thriller movie, Homefront. Directed by Gary Fadler, the hottest tough guy, Jason Statham will be playing as the main character in Homefront. Here's the basic theme of the movie. A former DEA agent played by Jason moves his family to a quiet town in order to lead a peaceful life after retirement and stay away from troubles. But trouble seems to stay around him. The town's actually not as peaceful as it seems, and this former DEA agent is willing to do whatever he can to protect his family from dangers. Alright, after enough about the plot, more exciting details are waiting for you to discover in the cinema, and there is no doubt Jason Statham will never let you down in an action movie. His hard-boiled image with sharp eyes and strong figure has made him a perfect man to play tough characters like a veteran, a former special agent, or an ex-killer. So, as a great fan of Jason, I went to miss it on March the 14th. And of course, if you like him, you know what to do.
Well then, here comes the second one, Snowpiercer, directed by Jing Ho Bong, a famous Korean director. In the future, a failed global warming experience kills off most life on the planet. So, the survivors have to live on the Snowpiercer, a train that travels around the globe via a perpetual motion engine. However, a class system involved aboard the Snowpiercer and low-class people are trying to make a change of their fate. That's all for the storyline. The film stars Chris Evans, the renowned Captain America, and Sen Ho Song, known as the best Korean actor. The film will also be on March the 14th, the same with Homefront. So, you can probably enjoy the two great films at the same time.
Okay, that's over to this top feature. Don't forget the names of these two films above. They are Homefront and Snowpiercer. Make sure you don't miss them. What's coming next is Flashback of Gravity.
Tired of a long day's work, watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Flashback. This time, we're going to reproduce the lines and emotions in the movie Gravity. Here we go.
Clip 1. Explorer, engage arm and pivot to cargo bay.
Stand by for arm manual.
So, Doc, now that you work for NASA, how do you like us?
Kind of like winning the lottery, huh?
I was just happy that I didn't cut the funding to my research.
How long was the training?
Oh, 6 months.
Including holidays?
Uh-huh.
So, what is this scanning system?
Oh, nothing, Matt. It's just a new set of eyes to scan the edge of the universe.
It's designed for hospital use, but this one is a prototype.
Stand there for locking.
Listen, you can bankrupt prototypes. Even if we have pretty blue eyes.
Well, my eyes are brown.
Right now, your eyes are bloodshot.
Kowalski, is it great or what?
Woo!
And I think you've earned a harbor. You gotta admit one thing. Can't be the view. So what do you like about being up here?
The silence. I could get used to it.
Terrific.
Clip 2.
Houston, from first inspection, comms panel appears to be dead. Am I a go to cut link to auxiliary?
You're the expert, Doctor. It's your call.
Houston, I have a bad feeling about this mission.
Please elaborate.
It's the same feeling I had about Mardi Gras in 1987.
That is affirmative. Surprisingly, Control hasn't heard the Mardi Gras story. Please proceed.
Well, it's day one, and I'm bumping my way down Burton Street, looking for a sister of a friend of mine. Streets are full of people. I'm thinking there's no way I'm going to find this girl.
Proceeding to override.
Then all of a sudden, I look up and there she is. I'm about to yell out. I see she's holding hands with some hairy guy in board shorts and a Margaritaville shirt. And then I realize that this guy's not a guy. My girl's holding hands with
him. ISS, this is Houston.
Proceed, Houston.
Explorer, this is Houston.
Go ahead, Houston.
Mission abort. Repeat, mission abort. Initiate emergency disconnect from Hubble. Begin re-entry procedure. ISS, initiate emergency evacuation.
Copy all, Houston, and it worked. Matt, immediate return to Explorer. Repeat, immediate return to Explorer.
Copy, Explorer. Prep airlock.
Airlock engaged. Ready to receive.
Houston, elaborate.
Debris from the missile strike has caused a chain reaction, hitting another satellite and creating new debris. Traveling faster than a high-speed bullet up towards your altitude. All copy.
Copy all. Put a bow on it, Dr. Stone.
I can't. Board is still initializing.
I'm not gonna ask you again.
1 second.
Not 1 second. Now shut it down. That's an order.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm done.
Kowalski, initiate emergency disconnect for the Hubble.
All right, Sharif, let's do this.
Roger, Matt.
Houston, update.
Well, we have a full-on chain reaction. It's been confirmed that it's the unintentional side effect of the Russians striking one of their own satellites.
They shot on their own satellite?
Right at this disposal, most likely a spy site gone bad. Now shrapnel, Explorer, ready to disengage SSP.
Logs releasing in 3, 2, 1.
Explorer. New data coming through.
What's the blowback, Houston?
It's not good. Most of our systems are gone. Debris chain reaction is out of control and rapidly expanding. Multiple satellites are down and they keep on falling.
Define multiple satellites.
Telecommunication systems are dead. Expect the communication blackout in any moment.
Kowalski, Bureau of Debris at 9 o'clock.
Half of the North America just lost their Facebook.
Explore, repeat. Expect a communication blackout at any moment.
Copy that, Houston.
Explorer, this is Kowalski, confirming visual contact with debris. Debris from a BSC set.
Heads up! Dr. Stone requesting faster transport.
We have to go! Go!
Kennedy reports technological conditions.
Houston, Explorer, copy.
Explorer, Dr. Stone requesting faster transport to Bay Area. Explorer, do you copy?
Explorer, permission to retrieve Dr. Stone.
You're a go, Kowalski. Houston. This is Explorer. Copy.
Alright.
We've lost Houston.
No.
We've lost Houston.
On the strap. Look, we need to get the hell out of here.
Alright.
There's some help there, Matt?
No, don't wait for us.
It's stuck!
This is Flora. Call me Kowalski.
Flora, astronaut off structure. Dr. Stone's off structure. Dr. Stone, detach. You must detach. If you don't detach, the arm's gonna carry too far. Listen to my voice. You need to focus. I'm losing visual of you. In a few seconds, I won't be able to track you. You need to detach. I can't see you anymore. Do it now.
I'm trying.
Houston, I've lost visual of Dr. Stone. Houston, I've lost visual of Dr. Stone. Dr. Stone, do you copy? Repeat, do you copy?
Clip 3.
OG down to 2%.
We're getting there. Beautiful, don't you think?
What?
The sunrise. It's what I'm gonna miss the most. So where's home, Dr. Stone? Ryan, where's home?
Home?
Mm-hmm. Danger. Mother Earth. Where do you pitch a tent?
Lake Zurich.
Where the hell is that?
Illinois.
Central time zone. They would make it roughly 8 p.m. What are the good people of Lake Zurich doing at 8 o'clock?
I don't know, I'm not gonna make it. I'm slowing you down.
What will you be doing? Come on, Ryan. It's 8 o'clock. You've just left the hospital after an 18-hour shift. Driving home?
The radio. I listen to the radio.
There we go. Let me guess. NPR? Classical? Top 40?
Anything, I don't care. As long as they don't talk, I just drive.
And where are you driving to?
I just drive.
What do you miss down there? Is there a Mr. Stone?
No.
Nobody special? Somebody down there looking up, thinking about you? Ryan?
I had a daughter. She was 4. She was at school playing tag, slipped your head, and that was it. Stupidest thing. I was driving when I got called, so ever since then, that's what I do. I wake up, I go to work, and I just drive. You down to 1%.
Well, I've got good news and bad news. The good news is, we're about 5 minutes from the ISS, so I know where the Russians stash their vodka. And that is good, because I'm running on fumes here. The bad news is, I'm going to be about 10 minutes short of breaking Anatoly's record.
What?
I'm redlining. My O2 tank pressure is low.
The tank is out of oxygen, but you still have it in your suit, so you have to sip, not gulp. Wine, not beer. Sip, Ryan.
Clip 4.
Houston, Houston in the blind. This is Mission Specialized Ryan Stone. Reporting from the Senzu. I'm about to undock from Tiangong and I have a bad feeling about this mission. Reminds me of sorry, Houston. Never mind the sorry, Houston. Never mind the sorry. It's getting hot here. Okay. The way you see it is only two possible outcomes. Either make it down here in one piece, and I have one hell of a story to tell, or I burn out in the next 10 minutes. Either way, whichever way, no harm, no fall. Because either way, it will be one hell of a ride. I'm ready.
Line. This is Houston. Indicate FM frequency. Our radar detects you on the re-entry trajectory. If you copy, please confirm identity. This is Houston. Please confirm identity. We have deployed a rescue team to retrieve you. Rescue mission is on the way. Shenzhou, in the blind. This is Houston.
Tired of the loneliest work. Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
This winter holiday definitely, and the chances are very good that you guys had enough time to watch some movies. Fine, too much gossip, let's explore the mystery world of space. 下面让我们来听来自太空的第一句原声。
6 weeks I'm blowing kisses at that woman.
6 weeks I was blowing kisses at that woman. 当你有一个倾慕已久的对象的时候，你应该怎样表达你的狂热呢？当 I like you 已不足以表达你的感情的时候 slow kisses at somebody 就是一个非常实用的表达。造一个句子让大家更清楚地了解一下它在句子中的语境。 I have blown kisses at him, so I mustered up all my courage to tell him that. 我喜欢他很久了，所以我终于鼓起勇气向他表白了。让我们一起来听一听，当同伴们说 Kowalski 快要打破太空行走记录的时候，他是怎么回答的吧。
Never crossed my mind.
Never crossed my mind. 果真是个洒脱的家伙，他轻描淡写地说了一句无所谓。可能相比于 Never mind, It doesn't matter, That's alright 等出镜率较高的词来说， Never crossed my mind 应用较为少见，但是在日常生活对话中，如果能用到这句话，一定会别有一番风味的。让我们来造个句子吧。 Sorry for breaking your cup. Never crossed my mind. 不好意思打碎了你的杯子。没关系了。 Kowalski 在讲述那一次1987年难忘的经历的时候是怎么说的来着？让我们听一下电影的原声来回忆吧。
Day one, and I'm bumping my way down Bourbon Street.
It's day one, and I'm bumping my way down Bourbon Street. 大家都知道 bump 是碰撞的含义，那么就不难猜出 bump one's way down 就是在街上东撞西撞的意思。所以这句话的意思就是，那是狂欢节的第一天， 我在人山人海的波旁街上东撞西撞。所以以后要是想说在人很多的街上挤来挤去，我们就可以用这个形象而又生动的比喻。好的，我们来试着造一个句子。I was bumping my way down the street when I felt a hand on my shoulder suddenly. 当我在街上正逛逛悠悠走着的时候，我忽然感觉有一只手抚摸过我的肩膀。下面让我们来听一段探索者号遭到破坏时候的对话。
I can't engage my thrust with you two yo-yoing around.
I can't engage my thrust with you two yo-yoing around. Yo-yoing around. 想必大家小时候都玩过悠悠球吧，而这个词组就是来回转悠的意思。所以这句话的意思是，你们俩来来回回的晃，我没法启动推动器。让我们来看一个例句，来进一步熟悉一下这个词语的实用语境。Feeling many people yo-yoing around, Jim still was unwilling to admit he was drunk. 感觉他身边的人都在来回的晃动，但是 Jim 仍然不愿意承认自己喝醉了。最后 Dr. Stone 又要以什么样的方式来讲述他伤心的回忆呢？让我们听一下原声。
She was at school playing tag.
She was at school playing tag. 想必大家小时候都玩过一种十分受欢迎的游戏，叫捉迷藏。原声中出现的这个词组便是捉迷藏的意思。 Play tag 是不是形象又有趣呢？让我们来看一个例句吧。Do you like playing tag in your childhood? 你小时候玩过捉迷藏吗？ Okay, let's reveal the expressions. Blow kisses at somebody. 对某人疯狂的热爱。Never crossed my mind. 没关系。Bump my way down. 在街上东撞西撞。Yo-yoing around. 来来回回的晃悠。Play tag. 玩捉迷藏。Well, it's time for me to say goodbye to you, my dear audience, but we'll meet again next Thursday. Hope you can pay more attention while enjoying the movies through this way. Thanks for listening. Following is Close Up. Stay tuned.
Are you tired of a lonely's work?Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Good evening, my dear friends. Welcome back to Action Frames. This is Close Up. I'm your old friend Edward, and I miss you very much. Have you enjoyed varieties of good films during your winter holiday?And I'm sure you have been focusing on the 86th Oscar these days. Awarded 7 awards in Oscar, Gravity became the top winner of Oscar. Among the 7 awards, Academy Award for Best Directing is worth caring about. Having showed his talent of directing in the film Gravity, Alfonso Cuarón has achieved the Academy Award for Best Directing without any doubt. So, Fumitory, can you tell us something about his career?
Of course, Alfonso Cuarón was born in Mexico City and is the son of a nuclear physicist. He began working in television in Mexico, first as a technician and then as a director. His television work led to assignments as an assistant director for several Latin American film productions. In 1991, he landed his first big screen directorial assignment.From then on, he has directed many films. Most of his work has been praised by both audience and critics, and he has been nominated for 6 Academy Awards. On January 12, 2014, Alfonso accepted the Golden Globe Award in the category Best Director for the movie Gravity. Finally, on March 3 this year, he won the Oscar, making his dream come true.
Yes, as we all know, the Golden Globe Award is the weather vane of the Oscar.Having got the Golden Globe Award, the chances are that he would win the Oscar. Obviously, Gravity is an excellent film. 7 Oscar awards and the high growth in American and European movie market have proved its success. The great director James Cameron regards the Gravity as the best movie telling a story in space. Fumitory, how did you know about Alfonso for the first time?
I think it was the film Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban in 2004. that brought Afonso into my sight. In fact, the Harry Potter series was so famous and popular that Afonso, as the new director for the series, attracted enough attention before the film finally came out. And with a new acting style that evidently differed from the last two sections, the film gave the fans a great surprise. At first, Cuarón faced criticism from some of the curious Harry Potter fans for his approach to the film. At the time of the movie's release, however, author J.K. Rowling said that it was her personal favorite from the series so far. Critically, the film was also better received than the first two installments, with some critics remarking that it was the first Harry Potter film to truly capture the essence of the novels. It remained as the most critically acclaimed film of the Harry Potter film franchise until the release of Harry Potter and Deathly Hallows Part 2.
Right. Here's another film that made him best known, Children of Men. And it is also one of his typical works. As a successful science fiction film, the film brought him the Best Adapted Screenplay and the Best Editing Academy Award nominations.
Actually, he has directed a lot of films, including some ones that are not that famous. To be honest, what impresses me the most is not his talent to direct, but his unmanliness. He's not only a film director, but also a screenwriter, producer, and editor. That is so amazing.
I can't agree more. Maybe he's kind of person called genius. Okay, thank you for sharing with us your opinion about Afonso, and it's time for us to say goodbye. My dear friends, we hope you could keep an eye on our program in this new semester. Well, thank you for listening. Next is Ramble Time. Stay tuned!
Tired of a long day's work. Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say.
Hello, folks. I'm Mike. I haven't seen you guys for a while.
Yeah, good to see you again, fellows. I am your Fino.
And I am Fintory. I'm so glad that we got around again after that long, long winter vacation.
Yeah, right. And here comes our new semester. I mean, we're so excited, aren't we?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, tonight I'm going to be the host to discuss
About Gravity, the big winner at Oscar.
Oh, host, I didn't mean to.
Nobody's going to be the host except me.
Looks like someone has been busy lately.
Sorry for the late. I went to see 5 Years a Slave with a couple of friends.
Oh, the best picture of the year.
So be it, a fantastic, meaningful story. Great actors, most importantly, it needs a taste of those old men. I mean, the Oscar voters.
How dare you tell the truth?
Classic is for everyone. Awards like Oscar shouldn't be the only standard, right?
Host, I don't suppose you have said hello to our listeners.
Oh god, how could I do this? Good evening, dear listeners. This is Tracy. It's really great to see you again. This term will bring you a better Ramble section. All you have to do is to enjoy yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, tonight is the night for Gravity.
Oh, yes, Gravity, best movie of 2013.
Sandra Bullock caught my brain.
Definitely.
Hello, George Clooney, we met again.
I love that.
Oh, it couldn't be better. Perfectly fit into the movie.
All right, stop. Remember who's the host?
Okay, you are the host.
Listen, I know we should talk about Gravity.
The thing is,
I do want to have a little discussion about Oscar. Well, as you know, Gravity became the biggest winner at Oscar.
Yeah.
But it let the best picture of the year pass away. Is it proper? Now, you're free to talk.
Alright, you tried so hard to be the host. It's Oscar, and not Golden Globe. We're with the most strict rules, the oldest voter, and don't you forget that Oscar belongs to America.
And Afonso Cuarón is a Mexican, the director of Gravity, by the way.
If you want to win, Jim, you're going to have to be closer to the American taste.
Surely.
Okay, sounds reasonable. And I do think Grafke made a great achievement. Mm-hmm. It brought a new way of film presentation, showing technology in a vintage way. It won for its creativity but not story, and to some extent, it reached the same level as 2001, The Space Odyssey.
I love that.
Bingo! And that is say whoops to American Hustle. It got a super group of actors. It got splendid dress. It got the not best story. It got a huge team of supporters, but it didn't give away from the Oscar statues.
Kitty, but frankly speaking, only Jennifer Lawrence and Bradley Cooper showed what they've got.
Oh, Bradley Cooper.
Their performance is so impressive.
And I figure that is the story of the film that limited Kristen Bell's performance.
Yeah.
Alright, I know you guys are so passionate about Oscar, and so am I. But don't forget the topic tonight. So, let's just stop here and move on to Gravity. So, what are you guys most lucky about it?
I was astonished by the scene. We were in a boundless universe, but didn't leave much away from Earth, giving us a clear view of that big blue water bowl. The comparison between satellite and Earth expanded the whole wheel. Silent and splendid. Gravity also performed well when it comes to the details.
Fair enough, Gumi. Academy Award for Best Visual Effects and Best Cinematography and Just Jokes.
There were only two characters in this film, so how they performed counts a lot. Sandra Bullock and George Clooney both showed their trump cards. George, as always handsome, calm, thoughtful, and a little bit humor, full of major man quality. And Sandra, she reminds me of Sigourney Weaver in Alien, both the only survivor, both in space, and both able women. They played their roles in just the right way.
What is called actors have done a show of movies, but it's too bad that Sandra didn't win the best actress. You always can defeat a girl who played herself, by which I mean Kate Blanchett in Blue Jasmine.
And don't forget its extraordinary original soundtrack, best sound effect, best sound editing, and best original score. What a bumper crop. Music in Gravity is so changeable. It can be eased to ingratiate the silence of the universe. It can be meditative to ingratiate the boundless space. And it can also be fierce to fit the dangerous situation. All this music contributes to a performative space film. And you know what I most like about this music?
What?
From an extreme strong loud to an extreme peace, it took less than 1 second. And that was shaking enough.
Yeah, it's really bubble.
Well, you're surely much impressed by it. Well, to me, what impressed me most is the whole feeling it gave us. What I'm trying to say is that film is a complicated whole, which includes many aspects, and a great movie can always find a balance between these aspects.
Looks like we're getting this topic a little bit serious.
Oh, my bad. Let's share all the behind the screen, alright?
Oh, one thing I have to say about Gravity, there's a full-length shot that's for almost 20 minutes. That can't be a great case during the long history of film.
And I heard that this computer graphic can be compared with Avatar.
Sure it does.
Alfonso Cuarón did a great job, but my favorite is always Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban.
What, Harry Potter? I didn't know that was about him. How dare I call myself a fan? I didn't know.
Okay, right. Now you know it. And guess what? Before Sandra Bullock got her role, Angelina Jolie, Natalie Portman, Karen Mulligan, Marion Cotillard, and Scarlett Johansson, they all thought of being the actress.
You gotta be kidding me.
Holy crap. I can hardly imagine Scarlett, Natasha Romanoff, to be in a situation like that.
Well,
yeah.
You might get ready to go. When Alfonso was making preparation about Gravity, Robert Downey Jr. was his first choice of an actor.
Downey and Clooney are both my love.
Well, I don't think Downey can do it well. Rose doesn't meet his temperament. He's born to be Tony Stark.
Yes, first impressions count the most.
Alright, but some actors are just so personalized, that's suitable for a few kinds of roles.
Exactly. So, let me have a conclusive speech about tonight's talk, Gravity. A successful employing film which focused on the experience more than storytelling. won all of our praise. It meant to be an event in film history.
Bravo. Hoping to see more Alfonso Cuarón's masterpiece.
Oh, I don't want this discussion to an end.
Me neither.
No worry, Mike. Next time, we'll find a more interesting topic. Well, time to say goodbye. Thank you for sharing your time with us. We'll see you next week. Bye.
See ya.
Clap along if you feel like a home without a roof. Clap along if you feel like happiness is the truth.
Tired of a long day's work, watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Good evening, my dear rogue friends. This is a music paradise, Gramophone. Thank you for accompanying the last semester, and we're back. I'm your host, Sky, putting me to the mysterious outer space with the original soundtracks of Gravity. Gravity is a 2013 British American 3D thriller and space drama film. It was directed, co-written, co-produced, and co-edited by Alfonso Cuarón and stars Sandra Bullock and George Clooney as astronauts involved in the mid-orbit destruction of a space shuttle and their attempt to return to Earth. Gravity opened the 70th Venice International Film Festival in August 2013 and had its North American premiere 3 days later at Telluride Film Festival. The film was met with universal acclaim from critics and audiences. Both groups praised the film's cinematography, musical score, direction, performance and visual effects. It has grossed more than $700 million worldwide, making it the 8th highest grossing film of 2013. Gravity won 7 awards at the 86th Academy Awards, the most for the ceremony, including Best Director and Best Original Score. The film was also awarded 6 BAFTA Awards, including Outstanding British Film and Best Director, the Golden Globe Award for Best Director, and 7 Critics' Choice Awards. The original soundtrack is written and conducted by British film composer Stephen Price. Price's score was universally applauded by film critics and audiences alike, leading it to win and receive nominations for several Best Original Score Awards at ceremonies. Stephen was originally called in to help out for a couple of weeks on the music design of Gravity. After having a creative discussion with the director, Price began coming up with a template of sounds and noises that eventually led to him being hired as the film's composer. As work began on the film score, Cuarón and Price set ground rules for distancing the score from conventional Hollywood-style action scores, such as omitting the use of percussion. Ordinarily, in an action film, you are often competing with explosions, but these sort of explosions are inherent in the original soundtracks. So, tonight's first song is the same name soundtrack, Gravity, and we shall see the infectious music.
The score was recorded in small groups, single instruments, as opposed to a collective orchestra, in order for each sound to be electronically processed and mixed individually to create a layered and surrounding effect. Stephen Price's score has been acclaimed by critics and audiences alike. Furthermore, it was nominated for and won multiple awards in the Best Original Score category at several ceremonies. Indeed, it was nominated for Best Original Score at the 71st Golden Globe Awards and won Best Original Film Music at the 67th British Academy Film Awards and Best Original Score at the 86th Academy Awards. The second song tonight is Tian Gong. It feels like the most intelligent and most satisfying score for a science fiction movie since Ennio Morricone's Stanley. Dishearteningly lambastic mission to Mars and even more attractive with a Chinese name. Upon the sky in dark nights with stars sputtering, we're at your ears telling you a profound adventure. Thank you for listening, and that's all for today's gramophone of action frames from Radio CUC English. Good night and sleep tight.